Friday on the Horn, kind of a mixed bag of a Friday. Obviously, the tragic news of yesterday is the overhanging story with Jake Ellinger and the Ellinger family and that unimaginable tragedy. Incomprehensible what that family is dealing with right now, and our prayers are with them. But also a Friday, trying to have some levity and have fun with Mother's Day and our annual rite of passage, the Mother's Day Yo Mama jokes. So we'll have another round of that at the bottom of the hour and have the winner. We've got audio if you missed the 6 and 7 and 8 o'clock hours. We've got the finalists that we've pulled from those go-rounds, and we'll have a couple more, and then we'll have a winner that you're going to pick, a first and a second place winner.
Yeah, and we'll give you a probably next year we'll give a shout out. We'll do a text winner and an online caller winner. No, we'll be progressive next year. How do you like that?
I just think it's going to be hard to win on the text line because, like, I'm reading them. It's better when you deliver the punchline.
I know, but, man, a lot of people can't. We don't want to listen to these voices all morning long because some of them are horrifying. We've heard them before.
What I was thinking today, maybe we need to start having, like, an open line Friday kind of thing. Fridays on the phone lines.
What do you mean? Like, with them?
Yeah. Have a topic for them. Let them weigh in.
If you would vote on that, let's have a poll on that. Should we have
only once a week and only on Friday?
Oh my God. Oh, my God. You know, we're about to have a heart attack here.
We're about to hit May. And we'll eliminate it when football season starts. We won't have time for it. We're about to have time.
You mean like during the summer to do that?
Yeah. Open line Friday. Who did that? Limbaugh? Is that a Limbaugh bit?
Yeah, but that's
the open line Friday deal.
Yeah, I've heard that madness before too. But
yeah, because we had too much to do rather the week, and maybe on Fridays we would eliminate the blitz. We do something else.
Eliminate it on a Friday.
Yeah,
the blitz?
Well, because we could do bottom of the hour phone calls.
Let's do a poll right now. It's a perfect time. People still hanging out. It's Friday. They haven't quit work yet. They don't quit till 10.
You got to be progressive. I mean, it might be fun. We could always throw a couple topics out there, let people weigh in on the stories of a. And it's
somebody
for the
says
whole week.
All day Friday blitz.
Not a blitz. No. We would actually encourage thoughtful conversation, not like this Yo Mama joke stuff. But like, you know,
this is as thoughtful as these people get. You don't understand.
Oh, I think we're in a pretty smart city. We would ban Digger from any phone calls.
Is Digger's out?
Digger's never allowed in with his BLM conversation.
Okay. I mean, is Robert Kraft out too?
Oh, we would screen heavily.
Oh, it'd be screened. I got you. Not just anybody could get on board.
Yeah, we don't want to hear from.
But we don't want to hear from too many smart people because the smart ones they're just as dumb. You know?
No, they're not. No, they.
You don't think so?
I'm
think
kind of liking the anticipation of this. I got into sports radio back in the day. This is the idea of punch the caller through. What's he going to say or she going to say? What do they got? That's always good. A little give and take. We could try it.
You truly believe in these people.
I believe in some of these people.
You believe in some
of
these
people.
We
used to take a lot of calls, remember? We pared it down.
And then we figured it out, right? We don't even take any.
But I'm just saying we're about to hit that slow time of sports. You know, we'll still
somebody just said this. Oh, now you want us to do the work for you now. Yes. Huh? Is that what you're saying?
No. And there'll be big topics that we'll hit on. I don't know. I think it would be worth an experiment to decide if it's something we want to continue.
I agree. Let's do a poll because I guarantee you they'll say 90% yes, we want to be on.
I know what they're going to say.
You already know. They want to be on.
Yeah. I think it can be done. Not every day.
Can we try it next Friday?
Sure. Next Friday.
We bag the blitz for Friday?
Yeah. That's another positive.
That's a positive. Zay, if we can bag a week from today, we'll take a segment of callers with a good topic.
Each hour. Give them a topic.
Oh, no. Each
like
hour.
Today we could have said, you know, and this is going to be really boring for some people, but best right-handed hitter of all time. You know, weigh in. Is it Albert Pujols? Is it Willie Mays? Is it Hank Aaron? Defend your position. You know.
How about one segment of it, like a really good segment of it? Not every hour.
Well, you know people don't listen to this shit. Not many people listen to the show all the way through. We got to hit them when they're on.
Well, the
let them
ones
weigh
don't.
In.
Yeah, okay.
But I think we can come up with a fun topic each week and have some fun. We'll see. We'll debate that. But it's been fun this morning.
I think it sounds like a good idea.
I do think that it's been, at least for me, this morning with the...
Note to self, don't listen next Friday. Note to self, I'm not listening next Friday.
Come on, man.
See, they don't want to hear these people.
I'm just giving you... So, it's been a heavy day yesterday, heavy evening, and coming in here with the Jake news. And It's been nice to hear from people. It's been good to hear from
it really,
people.
It really
it's been uplifting.
Has. Even your mama jokes, and it says, this is the show of the people. The people should speak. You're calling yourself the show of the people?
Occasionally.
Why can't the people speak?
Occasionally. It's like a good marriage, right? I mean,
yeah.
The husband should speak occasionally.
On occasions.
When it's absolutely necessary. And by the way, I love the blitzer that
And most of
about.
That time is when you're driving the car. The husband's in charge.
I don't talk a lot when I'm driving. I like to. My kids used to get annoyed by that because I'm typically paying attention to driving or listening to a song or something. And I'm not the big chatter guy in the car.
No.
And
no.
My kids will be like, Dad, you all right? I'm fine.
Yeah, leave me alone.
If I talk for 4 hours every day.
This is the time for you all to leave me alone.
Yeah.
I want to talk to you now. I'm driving.
I'm listening to the music and trying to get out of my own head. But no, the guy on the text line, the Blitz, had talked about the mother-in-law. Remember that. Mother-in-laws are mothers, too.
Zay,
the mother of your wife.
I told Zay
is
that
a
yesterday.
Mother, too.
Yeah.
Just don't forget that. I know
don't
that can be a
her.
Challenge. I mean, I'm just saying, if you're trying to keep the peace, you know just naturally you're going to try to do something for your mother.
Okay, yeah.
Your mother-in-law is your mother, too. She's a mother of children.
From Idaho? I need to do something here?
Well, I mean, yeah. I think you should make sure you're doing something along with your wife and send in a card or something, sign it.
Yo, I'm marrying your daughter. I'm the gift already.
Oh, Zay!
That's great. The gift that just keeps on giving, huh?
Absolutely. Not going to get much better than Isaiah Jordan Collier here.
You know what? That's not a bad idea. Maybe I should say that to my mother-in-law and see what she says. I didn't choose you anyway, dude. That wouldn't have been a choice for my daughter. Yeah, you got to be careful with that one. You got to be careful with that one. You're right, though, E.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll maybe try that next Friday.
Let's do it
Now that
Friday.
Rush Limbaugh has passed, we can steal his bit. Open Line Friday. Is that what he used to call it?
Open Line
Friday.
The
observer of radio all over the place, Open Line Friday or Free Line Friday, whatever they called it. You know, we can steal bits, right? It's like football coaches. You steal plays.
Listen to BK. Thinking of bits.
Oh!
Steal bits
all
the time.
I got to hang out with BK yesterday. It was fun.
Man.
BK and Rod and Kevin out at the Dell Diamond.
Yeah.
The Bits guy.
Bits guy, yeah.
All right, so the lead stories of the morning, obviously Texas and TCU, and you know we are
big
certainly
series.
You know praying for the University of Texas and the football program and the athletic department, and more specifically the Ellinger family. And
the department's going to be fine. I just worry about the shock, and especially for Sam's mom. I mean, this is
Mother's Day weekend. Resonates so strongly, and that's. I know I was driving out to the Dell Diamond yesterday when the news broke, and I had heard, actually had gotten a couple of texts from, hey, did you hear about this, or is this true, or whatever, ahead of it, and then once it was confirmed, it was just the worst case scenario that a 20-year-old in the prime of his life is no longer, and then I was told that the mother wasn't even in town, like she was out of town, and they were trying to reach her and get to her, and of course Sam was in Indianapolis and had to book a flight and get the heck out. Get back here, and the younger sister was here on her own, and all those emotions go through your head. You're just trying to put yourself in. We can't even imagine it.
Yeah, when I heard it went right to the mom. It went right. I know how strong Sam is and what he's been through, and I'm pretty sure that his sister is very strong too. But my sorrow went directly at that mom. To lose two people like that, to lose your husband is one thing, but to lose a son, to lose a child is. It's you can't even imagine. You can try to imagine and feel that pain, but you'll never be able to feel it unless it's really truly happened to you. And she's got a lot of support around here, but still, that is on this weekend coming up is hard. It's just hard to. I mean, this has been a tough 8 years. As I said, you know, the joy of having her one son be so successful at the University of Texas, have a son to play football and could have gone off to the Ivy Leagues, but to lose that son. And
part of the reason for him is
tough.
You know, turning down Ivy League scholarships to Brown and Penn were to stay close to her.
Right, absolutely.
And to remain in Austin.
Because he lost his dad, too.
Right, and to be a Longhorn and play with his brother. You know, I'm sure that was a tough decision to make at 18 years old. I mean, remember, at Westlake, Jake was the star defensive player. He was the leading tackler and for Todd Dodge. And, you know, he chose to stay close to home to be a part of it. And, you know, any young person losing their life is tragic,
right?
But we've kind of lived through their lives through Sam's 4 years at Texas and the story that's been told over and over again. But then you'll see them after games and you know the emotion of Sam after they won the Sugar Bowl, right? And he talked about how proud his dad would be in games at the Cotton Bowl.
Yes,
and you know we've kind of lived that through Jenna and the whole family and how they've bonded as the three or four. With her included, once Ross passed away, at 48 years old. I mean, they had to become a team of their own, and Sam was a big part of that, but so was Jake. And just to imagine, I mean, because the story of the tragedy of the father passing away and then them uniting and then almost culminating at some level, it's never over, because but culminating on Saturday when Sam Ehlinger here gets the call and he's drafted by the
right.
Colts and the emotion, I mean, just the raw emotion. I teared up when I saw that video of Sam on the phone with the Colts and his mother's hugging him and his sister and his brother are both embracing him. And I mean, that was a team achievement. That was an Ehlinger accomplishment for that whole family. And to go from that to just
this
4 days later, that news is just, I mean, it's, you can't even put a word on it. It's just, and to be as
they're strong, they're people of faith. They have a strong faith, and I know people are going, that still doesn't. No, that's a big part of how they survived this far is their faith and their belief and the people around them. And they got to be a strong. Mothers are the strongest out there. They always have been. They always will be. And this, and
well,
she will do.
They,
she will. She has two. Still young people that she has to protect and take care of, and she'll do a great job.
And
with the sport around.
Protect her, too.
And they will protect her, too.
Unbelievable. And the best of his life ahead of him. And let's.
There's always that plan that God has for everybody.
Has to be.
Yes.
That's the only way to explain that, right?
To me, yeah.
Your faith has to be there to
absolutely
explain something that random and that inconceivable.
I always thought that of when my brother died, and I know how hard it was for my mother. But I just you know, far better a person than I ever could be, my brother. And I just said, there is a really big plan. He did stuff with kids. He loved. There was a bigger plan for him than being here. And so there's a bigger plan for Jake.
Yeah.
There's a bigger plan for the dad. And those that are really, and it's not being left behind. They still have something that they have to do while they're here, too. We all do. Get her done.
This guy says, when a wife loses a husband, she's called a widow. When a child loses their parents, they're called orphans, but when there is no word for a parent when they lose a child.
Absolutely. I believe that.
Because a parent shouldn't ever have to experience the loss of a child. That's true. I mean, there really isn't, because there aren't words for that. I don't believe. I mean, I've got three kids, and another thing that resonated with me is that I've got three kids that are right in the same age as these three, right? My son's 22 to be 23, like Sam. My son Nolan just turned 20, and my daughter will be 19. And it's just, I mean,
That's why I have the utmost respect for people in the service when,
oh my gosh,
when mothers send their children off to battle, and that person is standing in the door, and that mother knows exactly why they're there. It's just, I mean, I always think, you did that for me. You really did?
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, no question. I mean, it's why we thank them for their sacrifice, and, you know, there are going to be a lot of mothers on Mother's Day whose went off to fight for this country that aren't going to be there.
Right.
And, you know, the fact that there's no word for it, like orphan or widow, it's because it's soul-crushing. I mean, it's because, you know, you've had kids, but women bear, you know, carry the child and give birth to the child and nurture the child, and that should never happen. Unfortunately, it does. And we're reminded again yesterday. So thoughts and prayers to that family. And I know, you know, this radio station, who the Ehlingers are a big part of, and radio station group, and this city and the Westlake community, the Texas community, gosh, everybody's going to rise up and lift those folks, because they're going to need it. They're going to need it, without a doubt. So thoughts and prayers. Prayers up across. And, you know, props to guys like Baker Mayfield, who took time to jump to Twitter and reach out to Sam, even though they've had a pretty well-documented rivalry over their time. Rivalries go away at that point.
Yeah, and that's exactly what people do where they compete against each other. They're there for them to even.
Yeah.
In these kind of times, yeah.
Yeah, those rivalries, that competition, I mean, that all gets left aside.
Drives you for respect.
When something like this goes down. And I thought, you know, DeMarvion Overshone, his teammate and fellow linebacker, took to Twitter, and I felt like he put, because, let me just read it, and then you guys can decide. He took to Twitter to say, we have an extremely heavy heart. Oh, actually, that's Sark, so I want us to find DeMarvion's. He says, fighting back tears while I have a smile on my face as I type this. In times like these, the first thing we want to do is question why take such a precious soul so soon. The Almighty One will be forever the only one with that answer. It says, everyone who knew Sam's little brother, but the only a few of us knew Jake Ehlinger. Jake was a teammate, a friend, and most of all, a brother. Came in knowing that being the star quarterback's little brother would be be a title he could never get rid of. What most people don't know is Jake made a name for himself as soon as he stepped on the campus. Good or bad, Jake would come in with his head held high, a baggy shirt, his Birkenstocks on, and was guaranteed to put a smile on at least one person's face. I couldn't count how many times one of his jokes in the linebacker meeting room has gotten me through the day. Even times like this, with him being no longer with us, I still think back to all the crazy memories of him, and it brightens the mood a little bit more. I can see him right now up there making his pops laugh. My brother, my friend, I miss you, and may you rest in peace and watch over us.
Awesome.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's good stuff right there.
And that's his teammate. So, good stuff. Terrible stuff, but good stuff.
Yep.
All right, we'll come back. We will bring the levity to a heavy situation with the conversation surrounding Yo Mama jokes.
Oh, we'll have those.
It does seem a little bit...
The finale.
On the other side of the conversation. But heavy hearts need laughter.
Absolutely.
And I think, you know, we're in that role today, so we're having fun with that. It's been good to hear from you this morning. We'll also have a winner of our Yo Mama Joke Friday contest coming up. Also, the final preview of the weekend, which includes a huge Big 12 baseball series, a big Austin FCS match, games at the Dell Diamond, so we'll get you set up for your weekend as well. It's B&E with you. We are live. We are local. We are digital, and we're always streaming on the Horn app and at hornfm.com.
Happy Friday, everybody.
This Sunday is Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
All right, give your mother a kiss and I'll kick your teeth in.
Hey, shut up. You're not my real mom.
You know you love the weekend.
Your mother was a hunter.
It's Mother's Day and you're ruining it.
Hey, this Sunday is Mother's Day. Now, if you haven't gotten your mom a gift yet... Can't go wrong with a gallon of gasoline, huh? It's a little pricey, but hey, you only got one mom, you know?
Don't talk dirty. What does mama say about little boys who talk dirty?
Calm down, mama's boy.
Calm down, mama's boy is right. Welcome back to B&E Friday. Taking your this will be the last segment of, my goodness, you're all back again. Yeah. I thought you'd actually
guess go. Who's back.
I thought y'all would go away.
Yeah, we were talking about the break. Should we take more?
I'm thinking nobody's going to be on here in this last segment of this.
You're doubting the open line Friday concept and bit.
It may have to happen. That bit is looking like it's going to happen for us.
And you need to get some chicken and waffles in your life.
I'm doing that today. I'm going today. I'm going to be up north. Isn't it very simple to go to a place called Lucy's? Because that's where I first...
Lucy's Fried Chicken. I mean, they've got the classic best fried chicken in town, I think.
Okay.
But I just... The first thing I saw on the rankings was moonshine for the chicken and waffle. Because we were talking about
I love Chuck and the Gang and moonshine, too.
The best Mother's Day brunch foods. Because a lot of people do the Mother's Day brunch. I stopped doing that, by the way, with my wife because she just doesn't eat enough. I mean, she doesn't eat a lot. She's like
it costs to go to one of those
brunches. Like, you know, that was like $28.
Hey, eat something. Put something in your pocket, will you?
I mean, my kids would eat it, but it was like, that's pretty expensive. For the person who we're honoring here doesn't really eat very much. And what she really doesn't eat is breakfast. Like, she does not eat. My wife does. She drinks coffee all morning.
Like me.
Yeah, kind of like you.
Yes.
And so it's like, yeah, that sounded like a good idea, but that was not
cheap.
So you got the bill
and went, you needed to eat more here today.
You ate some fruit and a bowl of, like, oatmeal. That was awesome for $27. Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah.
A lot of people love the brunch. A lot of people love the brunch. So you're going to do the chicken and waffles?
I want to do the chicken and waffles.
You have to go up north? Somebody can give you a... Because I was up at Dell Diamond yesterday, so I got up north for the first time in a while. There's a lot going on out there, man.
No, that's far east to me. Up north is just when you just barely touch out of Austin.
Oh, you live in Dripping, so north for you is town.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm not going up there.
Oh.
That's not up there. That's out there. I'm not going out that way. No. I'm going to be... And I've seen where the Lucy's is. I got some business around that Lucy's on... Is it Burnett Road?
Yeah.
There's one right there. Maybe stop into there.
Chicken and waffles. Bring a full report on
still,
Monday.
And I'm still not touching it. I'm not putting my hand on the chicken. And my wife looks at me like, oh, man, dude. It's
well, this actually could be a nice happy medium for you because Bucky's, you know, we've always made fun. You don't like to eat fried chicken with your hands. You like to cut it. But you already have the fork and knife out because you're eating the waffle.
That's what I'm saying. It's perfect.
Then you just get a little, yeah.
Do you put the syrup on the chicken too, say?
No.
Depends on the place.
Oh, really?
So it depends on the place.
So what are you talking about? So you just eat the raw-ass chicken.
Not raw, it's fried.
Okay, yeah,
fried. It's not bloody like your late mother used to make it.
Thank you very much. There's one knock on mom for sure.
She still wouldn't cook it far enough. She needed that meat thermometer.
Oh, God. When I see that thing pouring off of there, drip, 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 I was like, I'm not eating that chicken. That's what's kept me from touching chicken, as a matter of fact. Yeah. So I can, but I can put it on the, I can put, they put syrup on top of chicken.
Again, it
those
depends
people,
on
how about
the
this?
Restaurant.
Those people?
Put it on depends on your flavor taste. I mean, it's the sweet and savory and the hearty with the sweet. I mean, that people love all those combinations. I like a good waffle, but then I love fried chicken. I'm not big on them together, but I know a lot of people are.
Yeah, and for me, this will be new because I'm not a pancake eater. I've never been. Give me my Eggo or whatever the hell
see,
that
my
is.
Thing,
sticking it.
Because brunch is like breakfast and lunch, so you combine. So you're usually eating late in the morning or even into lunchtime. So I'm big on getting a nice big protein like a pork chop or some steak, a little steak, and the eggs. And
at brunch time?
At brunch, yeah. I'm big on that. And that's why people love the sausages and the bacons and the breakfast
meats. You know what I'm
good
on? Mm. Rice Krispies and Raisin Bran mix.
Well, you're like my wife. That was $28. Thank you. You ate Raisin Bran.
Yeah. We had one little bowl of Raisin Bran and some orange juice. Thanks. Let's go to brunch again.
Yeah, happy Mother's Day. Hey, let's.
All right.
Well, by the way, she will take a good Bloody Mary. I'll tell you that.
There you go.
And a mimosa. That won't
now
be a problem.
You're talking.
That won't be a problem.
Now you're talking.
All right, let's go to your blitz. Or your blitz. Let's go to your mother. I'm seeing the phone lines lit up and I got blitz
I
in
know.
My head. Let's
right.
do it, Buck.
All right, who's up?
Yeah, this is Ian again. Your mama's so ugly, she looked out the window and was arrested for mooning.
Wow. Well, I knew it would start to get really, really
see, that was mean.
Yeah, that was kind of mean. All right,
who's
your
mama butt face.
Who's up next?
It's Jordan again.
Jordan, everybody's getting sick of timers. What's up?
Your mama's so dumb, she couldn't even get accepted to Texas A&M.
That's a shot.
There you go. There's a shot. Now it's coming out. I knew it'd come out late. All right, who's up next?
It's Kevin.
Hey, Kevin, what's up?
Hi, the CDC just released that your mama's so ugly that she could still wear the mask.
Hey, can you leave that on?
Yeah, thank you very
it's
much.
It's been great. Now, if the husband or the family signs off on, hey, Mom, leave on the mask. We're loving it.
All right, who's up next? Yes, sir.
Jenny.
Go ahead, buddy.
Are you there?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Kenny.
Go ahead.
Your mama's so ugly, the Terminator said, I won't be back. And even the devil started praying.
All right, two more. Who's up?
When Coach Sark said, all gas, no brakes, he didn't mean for your mom to keep dropping them bombs in public all the time.
Wow. Come on, Sean. Next one, you're up.
Big Mike again.
Come on, Mike. Go ahead.
Your mama's so ugly, COVID had to wear a mask.
Mike is like coming hard today. All right. All right, one more. You're up.
Pimpin'.
What's up, man?
Hey, guys. Your mama's so stupid. She went to iFly and asked for a round trip.
I'm telling you. Last one coming up. That's it? Good. Because we already got down right now. You guys did a good job. Appreciate it. And the Specs text line is just lit.
I know. Well, that's the... Because there's so many, and then, you know, got to... By the way, somebody said Gus's fried chicken blows away Lucy's fried chicken.
Okay.
Gus blows Lucy's away. That's what it says. It says Punchball Social in the Domain has some great chicken and waffles. That place is good, by the way.
Okay.
You ever been there, Punchball? It's like a big amusement park.
I have not.
It is right by Diamonds Direct, as a matter of fact, like across
the parking
lot. Somebody
talks about the 24 Diner.
Ooh.
I always like the word... When I go to eat, I like the word diner in there.
Because you know they'll have grits.
Yeah, I know. Somewhere, somehow, I'm going to get some grits and butter. That I do love.
All right, so have you narrowed your list down with Isaiah and the crack staff in there?
Yeah, we'll come back for that last break. We'll give out the winners.
All right, we will have the winners here before the top of the hour. So thank you to everybody. Awesome stuff. By the way, chicken without the bone. Can you do... Oh, Gus's is best fried chicken is Gus's fried chicken downtown. And this one says chicken without the bone. No, you got to have the bone in it. That's what gives it the flavor.
I think so. It's like having that bone-in ham that I have. Country.
That's right.
By the way, I went out there on the way to play a little golf out yonder, and I ordered a country bacon and egg sandwich from Waffle House.
how we do.
Dude, I had to wait. First of all, I had to wait for 40 minutes because you just can't walk in and get a seat or get that. It was worth an hour and a half wait to get that on a piece of toast.
Country bacon.
Oh, fried egg with cheese on it. It was so good.
I love this.
The damn country ham is so salty.
Anybody in my family would tell you I'm a big fan of the breakfast sandwich.
All right, you've got to have one of those.
I love making sandwiches out of the breakfast.
If you like salty bacon,
My middle son is that way too. And when McDonald's came out with like the McGriddles, like that the pancakes were the bread around, he's like, oh man, that's the greatest thing of all time.
Oh man, that was so good. I would wait. It was a 40 minute. It was one of those, man, I never have to wait at Waffle House. They welcome you in and music is playing. Let's all sit down. And they're all real careful in there. It didn't have that same vibe. But when I took a bite of that country ham with that bone to the side, put the bone out of there, it was delicious.
Yeah, sounds good.
Snoop Daniels will be very proud. Waffle House is his spot.
Oh. Well, doesn't he live out by the Waffle House now?
Oh, yeah, he does now, yeah.
Yeah, that's where I'd be hanging.
Oh, BK loves a Waffle House, too. He does that one with everything, I don't know, he calls it all in or something.
All American Slam or something like
where
that.
Where you put all everything American. All in yeah. one little pile.
Did You know, it's funny. We need to
now catch I'm so up. Damn hungry. I can't stand it now.
Remember our guy Michael Huff, who's still coaching over at Texas, the Thorpe Award winner. I remember when he was drafted. He said he wanted to buy an IHOP. I don't know that he's ever bought
and
an
he
IHOP.
Should've.
Yeah, he should have. Did he ever do that?
I don't think so.
Well, it's hard to run a restaurant from Oakland or wherever he was playing it's at true. The beginning. But yeah, hopefully he did because I've always thought you would be great. I mean, you would be great if you owned a Waffle House and you ran the thing.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Just hanging around and dancing and playing music.
Talking to people.
I would love to do that.
Running the skillet.
Every once in a while, I'm there with a little hat on and stuff. I'd love to do that. It's always been one of my dreams is to have a diner. I love Greasy Spoon diners.
With a good jukebox.
With a great jukebox, playing good music.
Well, there you go, man. Get out like in Blanco and get one.
Remember last time I was in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, there's this couple that came in, and they played this music on the jukebox. It was so good, and I was sitting there having my grits in the middle of the day. I paid for their dinner. I went over to them. I said, "You guys, you two young people are playing some really," and they were playing older stuff. I mean, they weren't playing, you know, My Pants Hanging Down music and all that stuff.
Get off my lawn.
By the way, is that still
hey,
a thing?
Hey, kids.
By the way, there was a guy came.
Turn that music down.
There was a guy at 7-Eleven yesterday, and his drawers. His pants were down to his knees and his drawers were hanging. Is that still a thing?
Apparently.
I wanted to say to him, hey, dude, that thing is gone now. They don't do that anymore.
Oh, no.
Is it still out there?
Well, because now,
you got your old school young OG still keeping
doing
it
that?
Around.
Keeping
yeah,
that around?
Still wearing the denim shorts. And yeah, it's not a good look.
It's not a good look. I wanted to say, you know, that went out a couple years ago. I think I wanted to take a chance, but I didn't want to get shot. But that's all right. I thought about it. At least
diner.
I thought that's probably not a thing anymore.
I'm with you, man. I'm a diner guy.
Love
I like
diners.
The diners.
That's where I used to go with Augie Garrido.
All the new, the new things going to the bistro. I got to go to the bistro. You know, come on.
I'm not in tune with all that.
Well, you kind of are. You can go to the Starbucks, and they're kind of a little barista bistro kind of place.
Don't mess with my barista. Not down to dripping. They're good.
Well, that's where you should put your diner. Buck's Diner.
Buck's Diner.
That would be great. They're coming, man. Hey, we come back.
I'd be the greeter. I'd be old enough to be a greeter, too, like at the door, like the Walmart. Couldn't I be a greeter?
Yeah. You know where they have great greeters right now? Del Diamond. Del Diamond has awesome greeters, man. When you come in, they're so happy to be back. They were so great last night. Hey, welcome back. And they were all saying, welcome home. Welcome home.
Really?
Back to the ballpark. Oh, yeah. It was great.
I'm kind of wondering how those greeters are going to be down at your stadium down in Houston for a football season. Remember I told you
surly for the Texans?
They're going to be pissed this year. Remember I said they were the nicest people I have ever met?
Yeah, they are.
At a stadium.
Yeah.
What are they going to be like now?
Depressed.
Wow.
Depressed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Depressed is the word I would put on that.
All right, we got to come back with your winners, huh?
We'll come back. We'll play our finalists and then choose first and second place on our Yo Mama Joke Friday. Also set you up for the weekend. It's B&E on the Horn.
When I was young, me and my mama had beef, 17 years old, kicked out on the street.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, I'm scared to go home. I was a fool with the big boys breaking all the rules.
Good stuff, Isaiah Collier.
Awesome today.
Awesome.
Good day.
Awesome. All right, so busy weekend on tap. It's going to be a good one. We'll have a lot to talk about on a good, bad, and ugly Monday. Come Monday at Zero Dark. 6 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Because Texas baseball We'll either come in here on Monday, and the Longhorns have had a heck of a weekend, and they were right in the thick of the race for the regular season of the Big 12. So as Longhorns take two out of three or were to sweep TCU, which would be a huge challenge, they could either be in first place or right there a game back with one series to play for both teams. But obviously, if TCU were to win the series, they can pretty much lock up the Big 12 regular season title for all intents and purposes with a good weekend there. So we'll have that to talk about on Monday. And things to watch. We mentioned, Jim Schlossnagel talked about it, the head coach at TCU. Highest scoring team in the nation, TCU. They've got four kids that bat over 330. They got a guy batting just under 400 who's they can hit it for power. They can, as Coach Pierce told us, they can run 1-9. So they take extra bases. They're very aggressive as an offensive team. So Ty Madden with his hands full tonight. And how is that blister? Coach Pierce said they actually went to Ty and asked if he wanted to kick back into the weekend, Saturday or Sunday, to give the blister an extra day or two. He said, nope, give me the ball. Give me the ball. So Ty Madden, the All-American, will get the ball tonight. Tristan Stevens. And then remember, it's going to be Pete Hansen with the Sunday start, the all-important Sunday start. He's been put into that spot. So those games will be a lot of fun. I believe they're televised, too. I know they're going to be all here on the Horn when you're out and about this weekend. 7:30 tonight, 2 o'clock tomorrow, 1 o'clock Sunday. And I believe ESPNU carrying those ball games this weekend. So that should be fun.
A lot going on this weekend. Fox, we've got Austin FC on Fox.
Austin FC will play the Kansas City
Supporters. Supporting Kansas City.
Weren't they the Kansas City Monarchs when your son played there?
No, they were Kansas City Wizards.
Wizards.
Yes.
Or the Monarchs. Weren't they a baseball team? There was something Kansas City Monarchs at one point. Craig Way will tell me. But so that's this weekend. Astros play the Blue Jays this weekend. Is George Springer playing yet, for crying out loud, for the Blue Jays?
I don't think he plays anymore.
Where's George Springer when you need him? Astros fans hated to see him go. One of the most beloved all-time Astros signed that big deal with the Blue Jays, but he's been hurt.
And played that much at all.
Because the Astros just faced Gerrit Cole yesterday against your Yankees and actually got the victory with Jose Altuve's homer in the eighth. Rangers, who are playing really good baseball, they just took 3 out of 4 from the Twins. They're home to play the Mariners this weekend. Austin FC on Saturday nights. We've got baseball and big NBA games this weekend as well. So a lot to be kicking around. Plus, I'm sure there'll be about 6 more twists and turns in the Aaron Rodgers story over the weekend.
Before the weekend's up, yes, there will be. We'll be talking about that on Monday for sure.
He'll accept the host of the Jeopardy job or something. By the way, that whole thing, Aaron Rodgers could be the host of Jeopardy and play football. We realize that the late, great Alex Trebek, I think he worked like 51 days a year, somebody added
up. They taped a bunch of those so quick.
Yeah, so all Aaron's got to do is do it in June and July, record every episode, get to camp.
That dude's going to want to have his time off.
No, he's got the whole summer off.
He's that guy.
And all the veterans, they don't go to camp any. They don't go to the mini camps anyhow.
Yeah, and they're having some problems with that, too.
Oh, yeah.
If they're going or not.
Well, coaches want it.
Oh, the Blanco Bowling Alley.
Oh, yeah, this Waffles guy says Blanco will looking for a new owner. You could own the Blanco Bowling Alley.
I know where that is.
And you could put your diner in there. The grill.
No,
Buck's Grill.
Can't do it. I saw a roach up in there one time.
Get an exterminator.
I don't know. Once I've seen a roach, I'm really, really...
You're going to see a roach out where you live in the woods. You're not going to sell your house.
No. I saw a real one. A German roach. You know, the ones that just keep coming back. Not those big old suckers you squash in the ground. I'm talking about those little brown ones I grew up with in North Carolina. Once you see one of those, they got family everywhere. I'm telling you.
You sure we're talking about roaches or something else?
They got family everywhere, for sure.
All right, can we play some, do you want to play the winners there? Do you want to play a couple of the finalists and the winner? What do we want to do here
today? We just got the winner. We got the winner, and next week we'll give you second place because
you're having a hard time deciding.
You busted up the whole thing. There's so much stuff to be played.
We have so much audio this morning. We're chopping through it and having some issues, but we do have the winner.
We have the winner. Chicken dinner.
We have
and waffles.
And this one came early.
Yes, of course.
Like we did Yo Mama jokes.
And a very witty listener. We've heard them before.
6:30, 7:30, 8:30, and then 9:30.
Yes.
And the winner came in our first round. And so we have the winner.
And it kind of caught us by surprise, by the way.
This is the grand champion winner of Yo Mama joke 2021.
Yeah, this is Joe, fan. Yeah, hey. Your mama's so ugly, I went to Sharp Vision and told him to take my eyes out.
Wow. That was early.
Oh, I think so that's your pick, right?
Yeah, I picked that. Zay, you like that one too? I mean, that was
the surprise. Pretty good. Threw the spot in
you
there.
You know, it's because you know, you can run to the Googles and find a million Yo Mama jokes.
But they threw a spot in there, and
that one had a sponsor in there. Let me just say, having been through the procedure at Sharp Vision, I know the people there well. They don't do that procedure.
No,
they will not take your eyes out.
I've had mine done before too. It's just that thing is over with in about 5 seconds.
They will improve your eyes.
Absolutely.
Because I don't want anybody thinking that there's fear that they could hurt your eyes. They don't harm your eyes at Sharp Vision Modern LASIK.
Awesome, as a matter of fact.
But that is funny.
Done. Thank you. Thank you so much. And we'll have that second place deal up there because, as we said, you guys busted up the audio and the Specs text line this morning. We appreciate it.
Thanks for being engaged.
Yes, very somber day.
It certainly
actually
is.
Here. But well, thank you very much, all of you.
Buck, some final words on your late mother? Without your mother, it's the second or third for you without her?
Yeah, it's the third, absolutely. And it's love my mom. I love all you guys, all your moms. And don't make it a cliche to tell them how much you love them while they're still around. It's not. There's nothing wrong with that, saying that over and over again. Tell them how much you care about them. Tell everybody how much you care about them. But on Mother's Day, to all you mothers out there, have a great one.
Please do. Please do. Celebrate moms this weekend. We'll certainly be back on Monday with Good, Bad, and Ugly. Kansas City Monarchs was the Negro League team.
Yes.
That's right. I knew that. Awesome. Thank you for that tip.
My son's a Negro.
So are
half of them.
So are you.
Yeah.
So is Isaiah. Can I say that still and not get fired? Am I canceled now?
You can. No, man.
Canceled.
Say that. You can say that.
Hey, have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks to all the conversation and Yo Mama jokes and support. Levity through a tough time here in Austin, Texas. And again, one more time, or never enough, prayers to the Ellinger family.
Absolutely.
And Sam and Jenna. And it's unbelievable, unfathomable what they're going through. And we'll be there for them for sure. Live, local, and digital. Coming up next, Light the Tower with Craig and Jeff. Shirts and Skins through the midday. RBKD. Get you home this afternoon, 3 to 7. Live local lineup tomorrow morning starts with Playing Through, our golf show at 7 a.m. with Bob and Carl. That's brought to you by PGA Tour Superstore, Big Ugly Tailgate, Colonel Flowers on the High Ground, Revved Up ATX, and Real Talk with TC. Have a great weekend, everybody.